Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Minnesota Wild open up tonight in St. Paul, the home opener. It's a big night. Big night for hockey fans. Craig Hammer telling us it is an amazing experience to be inside the X on the opening, the home opener, and I'm sure it will be tonight with thousands of fans downtown St. Paul on West 7th, where the XL Energy Center is. It is also just down the street from West 7th, where about 10 days ago there was a mass shooting. One person was killed, and a lot of restaurant owners, business owners in that area calling for more police, calling for more effort, more work to be done to try to put a damper on some of that activity. And we have invited to our show Brent Frederick. He is with Jester Concepts. They own Parlor on West 7th in St. Paul. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being with us today. So are you excited about tonight, I should say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just the way the Wild are playing and just getting hockey back and the fans is really exciting.
Yeah, it's been, what, 20 months since the last time they were playing in the X in front of people, so that'll be exciting. How's it been for you and for other restaurant owners, you think, on West 7th throughout the pandemic, the last 20 months or so?
I think to say it's been interesting would probably be an understatement. I think all restaurants have had it tough, not just West 7th, but, you know, the pandemic, and then you add in a few other, you know, colorful things kind of going on as far as new locating of homeless shelters and other things going away and not having a police presence. So, like, things have just gotten interesting, put it that way.
Right, right. And you have been in conversation with police, I understand, and other, you know, law enforcement officials. What's that been like? Have they been receptive to your thoughts and your concerns?
Yeah, the police have been great. We were doing kind of a biweekly kind of a Zoom call with City Council Member Necker and the police department and some of the planning commissions. A lot of it was based around kind of a new homeless shelter kind of put in kind of near kind of the neighborhoods and businesses of West 7th. So that was kind of, that's been predominant, the conversation we've had in the last, I would say, 5 to 6 months.
So do you think that it's made a difference to have that homeless shelter there, like in terms of more people, or how's it changed the atmosphere, if it has?
Yeah, you know, I will say that I think what they're doing is great. You know, the services they're providing are wonderful. I think the people over there are great. I got a chance to do a walkthrough. I'm not saying anything bad about the people or what they're doing, but the Planning Commission and, you know, the City Council decided that this would be a good spot to put that. And the businesses, and I think most of the residents would disagree. You know, I think it where it got moved from was typically in an area that's a little bit more commercially driven during the day, not so much restaurants open at night. And what that's bringing in is just, you know, there are some people that are being attracted to the people that are being helped and serviced there. And, you know, I don't want to speak to what kind of people, but it seems to be kind of the unruly people. I mean, we've had more petty crimes and vagrancy and panhandling and loitering and defecation and just more of that has happened in the last, 10 months, and it wasn't there before. We had our occasional person looking for change, in the meters on West 7th, but that was never disrupting business. Now we have to, we have to escort people out of the bathrooms because they think they're going to stay there overnight or they lock themselves in. So, and people coming in and dining and ditching, like that never happened before. So I think that it can get curtailed. I think the police have done a really nice job. They've been down there. They've been present. We just need them there a little bit longer at night now.
And Mayor Carter, what is your message to him?
You know what? I respect Mayor Carter quite a bit. He comes into our establishment a lot, and we like having him. I haven't had a chance to talk with him, so I can't really say, I can't tell him whether he's doing a great job or he needs work, but I'll tell you what, I think West 7th needs work.
Yeah.
I think he could take a little closer look.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Brent
yeah.
Frederick is our guest, Jester Concepts, owning a parlor on West 7th. My question is, I've lived in the Twin Cities my whole life, and I've been on West 7th many times. It's changed a lot over the years, more restaurants, a lot of young people, some cool places to hang out. Is it changed in terms of, is it always packed like that? And do you always have that many people around, at the particular bar, the truck bar where it happened? Or was that unusual to have that many people?
No, I think that it's really busy down there. I mean, people are happy to be out and about, whether it's Minneapolis, St. Paul, or anywhere in the nation, or even the world. People are traveling. People are getting out. They're going to bars. They want to live their lives again. So,
sure.
I mean, this is great to see. It's not something that's new. And there's more apartments going down there. It's a trendy spot right
yeah,
now.
It is.
And it feels good. And
yeah.
I think we just need to make sure that's a safe spot for that to continue.
All right. Tell us about your venues. You've got the Parlor. Do you have other stuff with Jester Concepts?
Yeah. So we're predominantly Minneapolis, St. Paul. We have our Borough and Parlor location in the North Loop. And then we expanded to St. Paul to include Parlor. We just opened up a steakhouse in Minneapolis called PS Steak a couple of years ago. And we also run all the F&B food and beverage operations in the Hotel Ivy downtown Minneapolis as well.
And you make a heck of a hamburger. That's what I'm told. I think you've won some awards.
Thank you very much.
Haven't you won some awards?
we have yeah. pretty consistently,
yeah.
So I appreciate that.
All right, sir. Good to talk to you, and thanks for sharing your insight with us here on WCCO.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Brett Frederick, Jester Concepts. They own the Parlor on West 7th in St. Paul, welcoming fans back to St. Paul tonight. The XL Energy, the home opener for the Minnesota Wild. It is 729 on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.